Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and it feels like I haven't said that in so long, but at the same time, it feels like I never stopped saying it. It's that little thing about life, you know what I mean? Where time flies, but you look back and you're like, wow, it has been a while. So this week, we are back. Obviously, the last episode you heard was, I mean, I'm not like proud of it. Like, I'm not like sitting here being like, wow, Lauren, like you did a great thing. Like, you uploaded a killer podcast episode. I'm kind of just like, ugh, like you hate to see it. You know what I mean? So it's not that I'm going to like forget it or black it out. It's just we're definitely going to like move forward from it. And you think, you know, like I said, it's, you know, there's something definitely powerful about talking about something you're going through while you're going through it, as opposed to in hindsight. And me taking a month off of work, and not even a month off the podcast, because I chickened out like a little bit. And I think that, you know, obviously I'm in much better spirits. I definitely have not like a new set of tools, but just like a new set of almost just like thoughts and just things that I wanted to chat with you guys about really quick to just kind of like kick us back off into the new normal. But it by no means is like, okay, I took a month off and like now I'm great and I'm perfect and I'm fine. So let's get into talking about all of that by starting with the best mood and worst mood of the week. So this week's best mood is definitely feeling like I got my power back. And that's something that obviously so needs to be elaborated on, because it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that really makes sense without context. But I feel like I've definitely been feeling more of myself, in a sense of I don't necessarily have everything figured out, but I definitely do have a lot of inner peace and closure surrounding old anxieties. And like even today I was like sitting around, and I mean, I guess it's kind of my worst mood is just kind of that like stress and that like anxiety that just kind of like comes along with just work in general. And so it's weird because I don't have a lot of the same powerlessness in certain aspects of myself that I think I did earlier this year, but for even longer than I realized in the past few years. And so I feel like I got my power back in a sense of kind of knowing that I'm not always going to be okay because I'm a human, but I'm always going to be able to make a choice for myself that feels good or feels smart or feels right or feels healthy, whatever it is, but it's going to be for me. And that's it, like bottom line. And so just the feeling of having my power back and knowing that it's mine and I can use it is such a best mood, because when you lose that, like, it's not just like a best mood, like you fully have lost it and it's been gone. And sometimes it's like you don't even realize how much you don't have it. It's crazy. I know that sounds like so like vague, but anyway, my worst mood was definitely just kind of like the influx of stress and anxiety based on old work stressors. So I realized that a big part of kind of how lost and depressed and sad I was feeling was obviously because I didn't allow myself to heal after a lot of kind of huge, huge life changes that were negative, obviously. But I definitely have like a very unhealthy headspace, mindset, relationship to work in general. Like I can definitely look back on hindsight and be like, I know I'm smart, creative, passionate, ambitious. However, I definitely have a scarcity mindset. I definitely am burnt out. I definitely get stressed about stuff that used to make me excited. Like a lot of that kind of charisma and excitement of the unknown is gone because I think you have this greater sense of stress and anxiety once you've built something that you can lose. Whereas the past 10 years, I never felt like I had anything, even when I did, but also I was still building something. So you kind of are going into something so much more like fearless and just kind of, you know, like you're young and you're like gung-ho. And then it's like you spend all this time and energy creating this thing. And now that you have it, you're like, oh, wait, I can actually lose this. Whereas before, it's like I had nothing to lose. Like I was just taking a chance and I was taking chance after chance after chance. So I think my worst mood is just kind of having to navigate those anxieties coming up, because at the end of the day, there's no world or option, technically, on like a super black and white scale. I'm sure there could be, but for me, there's no option where I just don't work ever again. I'm 26 years old. Like I need to work. Like we all need to work to survive, to have a section of our purpose. And so I think it's like this worst mood because it's like part of me just like doesn't want to deal with it because it feels bad and it feels scary and it feels sad and it makes me anxious and stressed and like I don't want to deal with it. And that's why I think taking a month off work was really nice because it helped me and allowed me to focus on what I did need to focus on. But it definitely is scary knowing, oh wait, work was a big thing that was negatively impacting my life. And I have to put it back in there because I'm a human. I have to work. And it's like, oh shit, now I have to deal with all these like bad moods again. So there's so much to unpack. I mean, I haven't talked to you guys in literally weeks now, which is insane because I essentially talk to you almost every day on some social media platform and then in depth, at least if you listen to the podcast once a week. And so there's so much to freaking discuss, but those are just like two little best and worst moods for you that maybe kind of like give you a space. And I think you can probably tell like from my energy and just how I'm feeling that obviously I'm feeling better. So thank you guys so much for all of like your kind messages. Ooh, I almost just got like a little emotional for a second. Because yeah, I mean, I think you guys like having my back and like supporting me and genuinely wanting the best for me and also just being so kind and understanding isn't something that you have to have when you have the job that I have. So I definitely feel incredibly grateful. And I think if anything, the one thing that does keep me going is what we do here on this podcast and the community that we've built, because there's a lot of stuff about the entertainment industry that I quite frankly do not like and do not want to subscribe to. And this is something that keeps me sane and keeps me focused. And it's because of you guys. So thank you for allowing me the time and the space to heal so that I could be of better service to you as well. As a pet parent, working from home has given us, you know, more time to spend with our four-legged family members. Now we're more aware of their daily needs, health issues, and well-being. So if you've noticed that your pet is like itchy or like, I don't know, smells less than pleasant, you guys have to check out Scout's Honor. Scout's Honor is my go-to pet brand for grooming products that help with itch relief, odor control, and overall healthier skin and coat. So I've gotten quite a few friends hooked on this because a lot of my friends' dogs like actually have like way worse allergies than my dogs. Like not to like toot my own horn, but toot, like Stella and Nuggie's skins are voluptuous and luscious and amazing. But you guys know I'm a clean freak, and that definitely translates to my dogs. So what I love from Scout's Honor is the spray that I've talked to you guys about a million times. This spray is literally a miracle worker, and I've tried out so many sprays because I told you guys I'm a clean freak. Like I'm OCD. Like if you have a dog and you don't just like want to find a spray that makes them like, I don't know, smell delicious and make you feel like they're not like these dirty freaking animals living in your nice house. Like it's kind of weird when you think about it. Like we put all this time and energy into like our home and then we let this like wild animal run around it. You know what I mean? No. So obviously they have like their normal things taken care of, but like you best believe I am bathing them and spraying them with Scout's Honor all the time, and it is the biggest mood booster because nothing feels better than fresh sheets, a fresh spritz of Scout's Honor on your dog, and then getting in there and just snuggling, and ooh, it's so good. I digress. Scout's Honor probiotic grooming products are scientifically proven natural solution for treating your pet's skin problems. When applied to the skin, probiotics support healthy bacteria and fight against bad bacteria that cause irritation. I actually love all of their fragrances, but we kind of go based off the season and based off our mood because like my dogs are mood boosters. So they have to go based off what kind of mood they need to be boosting. So right now we're doing this like very like vanilla, like oat, just like cashmere smelling, like I don't know why people always say cashmere smelling. Like, what even does cashmere smell like? It's a fabric. Okay, but you know what I mean. Like, they are just smelling absolutely luxurious. And then we're probably going to switch to something maybe a little more fresh for the summer. With every purchase, Scout's Honor provides one day's worth of meals for a rescue animal in need. And with Scout's Honor, your pet will never look, feel, or smell better. Check out all of Scout's Honor's award-winning products today, available online or wherever pet supplies are sold. To receive 20% off your first order, go to scoutshonor.com/mood. Remember, that's Scouts with a K at scoutshonor.com/mood for 20% off your order. Scout's Honor, natural and preventative grooming solution for pets. So besides my dogs being my mood booster, because like honestly, they really are, I've obviously filled my month up with mood boosters. Like that's like genuinely what I've been doing is, okay, what are like the mood boosters I haven't had time for? What are the mood boosters that actually genuinely boost my mood on top of the little things I've been able to incorporate? It was like a mood booster overhaul the past month because sometimes it's so easy to tell yourself you don't have enough time for things like that. And it's just, it's like not true. And I think that's actually one of the biggest takeaways I've realized with mood boosters over the past month is that I actually have more time to incorporate more meaningful mood boosters into my life than I allow my stress to see. And it could be something as simple as when I would drive to West Hollywood, where I don't live anymore, and I would be around there. I'd call my friend that lived in West Hollywood and be like, hey, I'm actually down the street. Like, do you want to grab coffee really quick before I have to go like drive back to my place? That's something that sounds so simple and like, oh, Lauren, you don't already do that. I wouldn't do those things because I'm very like linear focused. Like I'm hyper focused. Like I have my blinders on and it's just like, I don't have enough time for anything and I can figure out a few things, but like I can't, it's insanity. And so it started with little things like that. It definitely obviously was spending time with my friends and family, but I honestly didn't spend too much time with anyone besides like my kind of like immediate family, like my cousin and my brother. And I think that it was really good for me to kind of do that and just have those people to like build this like different like routine with. And so a lot of my mood boosters consisted of actually genuinely working out for the first time in so long, and it wasn't to look a certain way, and it was genuinely to feel a certain way. I wanted to feel strong. I wanted to feel like I was doing something for myself and my physical body. And I started Pilates again. It was a huge mood booster. I would be so excited when I came home just to tell my brother like, oh my God, I feel so strong. You should have seen me doing this. And I was doing this like side crunch thing and like, oh my God, I was killing it. Like I forgot how strong and capable my body actually is because I never even gave it the opportunity to thrive for so long. And I was doing it for me. I wasn't doing it to look a certain way. I wasn't doing it for a boyfriend or a partner or a job or anything. Like I was genuinely doing it because I knew I needed to take care of myself at my breaking point. And I started going on hikes. I started playing tennis. I was golfing with my brothers, just like little activities like that, that I always think about doing and never do. I have thought about playing tennis for so long, never played tennis, but it's like having the people in your life to actually kind of do those things with you is such a great place to start because now I don't feel bad being like, Hudson, I want to go. Hudson's my brother. If like you're new here, I'd be like, Hudson, I want to go play tennis. Like, let's go. Like I want to play tennis tomorrow. And it's just this new little thing that like, we get to do together, but like, it's this physical activity that's like mentally stimulating. You're obviously very mindful while doing it because you're focused on a game. You're not like looking at your phone or anything. And it's just, I feel just like so proud of myself that like I can turn to someone and be like, oh yeah, like I play tennis, I go on hikes, I do Pilates, or like whatever it is. Like I genuinely didn't have those things before. And not that I'm saying like, oh, I'm excited to just share them. Like I'm excited that I enjoy them. And that's what makes it a mood booster. And it's something that I've really, really enjoyed is the physical activity. And physical activity used to feel like a drag. I used to work out because I felt like I had to, because if I didn't, I was going to be fat. And in return, I'd be ugly. And that's just, none of those things are true. Like I'm proud of my body right now because it's strong. Like it genuinely is strong and I feel comfortable in it. And I know that I'm taking better care of it right now. Another mood booster has just been reading. I used to always hate self-help books. And I don't know why I thought that, like, maybe at the point at my life I was at, like, I felt like I didn't really need those things. And I kind of got wisdom and other stuff from other places. And I found that, like, I'm just like, it's really just giving me new thought starters. And it's giving me new ways to think and new ways to kind of, like, just like cope with things and handle life. Cause like life is really fucking hard. And I think it is honestly as hard as we make it on ourselves. And so I've come to all of these like new conclusions and new thought starters. And I definitely have kind of a better understanding of how I want to feel and what makes me feel good and what makes me not feel good. And I've gotten a lot of wisdom and knowledge and just like kind of just like these very calming states where I've been just reading books that have really been resonating with me and highlighting them and underlining them. And I've been so close to like almost journaling, but then instead just, you know, getting distracted. It's like, that's what I'm saying, where it's like this month was full of like new mood boosters, but it's not like I've checked every single thing I've ever wanted to do that I've, you know, like tennis, let's say, off my list. Like there's still so many other things I want to do. Like I do want to start journaling. I've had kind of different ideas of like maybe ways of journaling that would work well for me, because I feel like I'm always doing it the way someone else tells me to do it or how other people show that they do it. So there's just been so many mood boosters of like learning to love myself in a totally different way and learning to just live life a little bit differently than I was before. And I think honestly, my biggest mood booster has just been like kindness, like whether it's like to myself or other people, like it makes everything so much easier. And I've just been like so much more at peace by just being kind to like every single person I interact with. Not that I wasn't already, but just like really like noticing even more, like that's a thing I love about myself, and it makes me happy and it makes my day. And like doing it with other people and knowing that like I can like see the things that other people see in me and myself. And I thought that if I didn't, that it would make me humble and it would make me have grit. And I think I realized that that's just not the case. And it's because of all those little things that are mood boosters that have really made me kind of like see things differently. Sometimes I just don't have the time or energy to cook, honestly, especially something healthy, because I mean, I like doing all these things, and cooking is something which is a mood booster that I haven't even had time to get into yet, even though I really want to. I just like genuinely, like time literally flies and like all of a sudden you're like, I need to eat healthy, but I don't have the time to cook. And honestly, like I don't feel great when I end up eating takeout for almost every meal. Like, oh my God, it's horrible. And so this all obviously changed when I found Daily Harvest again. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables, right to your door. And it takes literally minutes to prepare. So I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me. And Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So you actually waste less food too, which is like a huge problem for me, because that's why I hate having to pick out things to go in the fridge. It's so much pressure. So there's no need to overthink any of your meals of the week with Daily Harvest. There's smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugars, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's literally it. It's a super convenient because I'm always stocked up whenever I need milk for my smoothies. And Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep. I have been using Daily Harvest forever, you guys, and I just have to say, as someone who is an OG Daily Harvest user and lover, wow, the products and everything have come so far, and I've been back on my smoothie kick. I think it's the easiest thing to do, but it is so much easier with these things in the freezer. And it's just, it's literally made my life so much better now that they have all these sweet and savory. I love Daily Harvest even more than I did from the get-go because I'm definitely an OG. So get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code MOOD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code MOOD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Also, all my friends back home love Daily Harvest as well. So hashtag real life influencing. So basically today's current mood combo is just kind of like updating you guys and like slowly getting back into it. I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. And I just wanted to honestly talk to you guys about how I'm feeling, because if I was going to be vulnerable and honest with you how I was feeling then, I think it's only fair, at least for myself, to be open and honest and vulnerable with how I'm feeling now. And like, I'm not feeling 100%. Like, I don't have it all figured out. Like, I have had a really great month. I have learned so much. I have taken so many strides, and I genuinely feel like I've gotten my power back. I think I've been able to actually see things in hindsight that I wasn't able to see. I realized that there were so many parts of myself that I lost and that I want them back. And I'm able to reevaluate every single thing in my life right now, whether I chose it or not. And there's a lot of things that have been in my life that I didn't choose, even from a mindset or a thought to a thing or a journey, like just all of these things. And it's just been so nice being able to kind of get to this different place of acceptance. Like, I still have so much work to do, because as humans, we're never going to stop working on ourselves. And I think the thing that I realized that's really resonating with me, that I think I can confidently say, is the term right now. I think we can never regret anything or maybe stop ourselves from being vulnerable if we just say right now. Because right now, I'm feeling okay. Right now, I know that my goal is to just be at peace. Right now, I know my goal is to love myself. Right now, I feel good. Was I crying last night? Like, yeah, I had a fucking hard night last night, but it was the first time I cried in like so long. Like, I have learned that I'm able to love myself again. I've learned that I'm allowed to love myself again. I've learned that I don't have to look a certain way. I don't have to act a certain way. I don't have to be afraid of certain things. And I think the only place that I'm struggling is there are things that I think are too open and honest and vulnerable that I just don't feel comfortable sharing because they have to do with other people. And I think that it's not fair for me to blame all of my problems on a relationship, because I think for anyone going through a breakup, I think the thing you have to remember is I got to this place of acceptance and like being okay and like knowing that like it was a horrible fucking experience. It was the worst fucking thing I've ever been through in my life. I mean, yes, it was compounded with other fucking horrible things. Like, the things I went through all simultaneously, you should not have to deal with all at the same time. Like, they should be motherfucking spread out. You know what I mean? Not that it makes them any easier, but I'm just saying, okay? But I think that the most important thing for me is I realized a lot of my part in the things that were wrong with my previous relationship and the things that led it to end. And obviously you go through stages of grief, but I'm not grieving anymore. And I think that that's something that right now I can say extremely confidently, because right now I have had the most incredible, just like moments of like awakening. Like, I feel like I'm genuinely awake again. I feel like I was asleep for so long. And I will tell you guys something that's really sad, but it really stuck with me. And when I was going through my breakup, and I might have said this on the last podcast, I don't know, I don't really obviously plan what I say, but one of the people on my team said, like, you know, to be honest, like, you know, the past like year or so, like, you've really lost your sparkle. And not just in a way of like, oh, you're a star, like talent, like entertainment, because the people that I work with are genuine great people and they know me very well and they're smart, but I think that I didn't realize how much of myself I lost in the past few years. And I think that I understand my part. I understand what I did to get myself there. Someone didn't do this to me. I chose it. I chose it. I let it happen. And I think getting my power back and becoming awake again, like I'm awake. Like I am not fully at peace at every moment in my life, but I know that I strive for peace every single day. Like it's all I can do because you can't be happy all the time. Like you just can't. Like that's why we have best mood and worst mood. Not because we're labeling things or because you have to just not because of anything other than it's like you're gonna have both. Like you're not gonna have a perfect fucking week. I didn't have a perfect month. Like there were nights where I ate so much food that I felt disgusting. And it's like that's yes, did I need to be gaining weight? Sure, but that's not the right way to do it, especially if you're gonna feel like shit afterwards. You know what I mean? Like it's all like I feel like I finally understand why the word balance is actually so important. And right now I feel like I actually relate to balance and I understand balance. And right now I feel like I am just in full acceptance and in this state of awareness that I have no fucks to give anymore. Like I think I genuinely got to this moment where I was just sitting like in like looking in the mirror and I was like, I don't give a flying fuck anymore about anything. Not in a way of like, oh, like people and like my responsibilities. Like, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about me. And like, this is all I got. Like, this is all I have. And I can't believe I let myself think that I was such a piece of shit. And yeah, part of it's ingrained in me. And yeah, I let someone make me feel like that. But wow, I don't have to feel like that. That's my choice. I get to choose that. Like, the only person in control is you at all times. Like you can only be mad if you let someone make you mad. Like it sounds so like, oh, but things are gonna make you mad. No, yeah, sure. I'm not saying never feel anything. Like I'm not trying to turn into the fucking Buddha over here. Like, hello, I'm a psychopath. But it's just like handling things with so much more grace and like peace is just like literally chef's kiss. And I've just been a lot fucking happier owning myself and being myself. Like I've had these like fucking breakthroughs where I'm just like, wow, holy shit. Okay. Okay. Let's fucking go. Let's do it. And by no means do I have it all figured out. Obviously there's so, do you know how fucking terrified I am to go back to work next week? Like, because like I said, I haven't done any business things. I haven't talked to really my team. I haven't been bothered essentially very much at all, actually, in weeks now. And I'm fucking terrified that now I have to go back to my big girl responsibilities. But at the same time, I don't have to be. I can look at it like it's fun. It's a fucking opportunity. It's a new chapter. We're going to figure it out as we go along because we don't have all the answers. We're never going to have all the answers. And all we can do is fucking try. But I can love myself and I can love everyone else in the process. And you just handle things with like kindness and love and like, oh my God, you guys, like none of this is making sense, but I hope at least something makes sense. I hope something makes sense for you genuinely, because I think it's like I've had all of these thoughts and realizations, and instead of organizing them like a normal person would, I decided to just talk to you guys about it. And we're going to figure it out together. And if I can get through this fucking shit show of what my life has been, I promise you, you can get through anything. And not because I'm proof of that by any means, but because you're capable of it. And I just know that because you're a fucking human being and everyone is. I'm telling you that right now. If you're like me and you've been missing a workout routine and your fitness instructors, I mean, like, you guys, you don't even want to know the stories about the fitness instructor crushes we used to have back in the day. Michael from SoulCycle, Josh from SoulCycle, how you dern? Wow, I just really exposed myself. I won't expose my friends that tried to date them, though. You guys, there are at-home alternatives to that, okay? But they're just not the same. I've been looking for an experience that makes me feel like I'm back in class, moving with my favorite instructors to that heart-pounding playlist. That's what has led me to the SoulCycle at-home bike. The SoulCycle at-home bike converts your home into a SoulCycle studio. If you guys haven't been to a SoulCycle class, that's like church. Let me just tell you, that is freaking church. I was literally just telling my friend Hunter today, and I was like, have you seen me in a SoulCycle class, by the way? I crush. Like, I am a beast. And we fully reenacted me on a bike in my backyard today. I swear to God, hands down. Hand of the Bible. The 21-inch touchscreen houses a revolutionary sound system that was specifically engineered for the bike and SoulCycle's iconic playlists. With unlimited access to live and on-demand SoulCycle classes, you can clip in with your favorite instructors and be transported to the front row of the studio on your schedule. I was a front rower, just like if you're wondering. Your monthly membership also gives you unlimited access to the Equinox Plus app, where you can stream classes from their top-tier brands like Equinox, Rumble, TB12, Pure Yoga, and Solid Core. Okay, I've actually always wanted to try Solid Core, and I actually love Rumble. Like, these are actually all, like, the best classes. This is, like, very... Okay, anyway, I'm very into this. Sorry. You can get your SoulCycle at-home bike in just 1 to 3 weeks, and they have financing options available to make attaining goals achievable. I honestly think you guys will really like this. If you've never been in a SoulCycle class, I mean, it's just, like, you're missing out, but... I think that there's like this like new way of working out. And I think that this is such an amazing thing that you can do and incorporate into your life. And obviously it doesn't replace, like I said, it doesn't replace the in-person classes, but it's just such another amazing thing. And I almost feel more powerful when I get on the bike at home. Cause I'm like, look, I didn't just have to drag myself to a class. Like I did it for me and I also had an amazing time. And so as life gets busier and picks back up, I'm so glad that this is something, a silver lining that has come from having to kind of shift our workout routines around, because I love SoulCycle and now I feel very safe doing it in my own home. And like I said, the Rumble, the Equinox, like all of it is just truly top tier. So get your SoulCycle at-home bike today by visiting mysoulcyclebike.com/mood and use promo code MOOD to get a complimentary pair of at-home select cycling shoes with your purchase. That's mysoulcyclebike.com/mood, promo code MOOD to get a complimentary pair of cycling shoes with the purchase of your SoulCycle at-home bike. mysoulcyclebike.com/mood, promo code MOOD. I actually have plans to turn my back house, which I haven't really showed on the YouTube channel yet, into... I'm just going to explain it on YouTube because I really have this vision, but part of it is going to function with like the little like bike in the corner and like a yoga mat and stuff. So like I can have this like small workout space at home, but I'm not like super dedicated where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to like turn my garage into a gym. Cause like, okay, people that do that, it's just like, you need to get a life. Like, sorry, that's just like in my opinion. But anyway, if you can't tell, I am feeling so much better. And I, like I said, have learned so much and I'm just so excited to start really kind of putting all my thoughts to paper and really churning out these blog posts and podcast episodes and really sharing all of this with you guys and continuing to go on this journey with you, because we are going to have hard days. We are going to have hard weeks. We are going to have great days and we are going to have great weeks, and we're just going to take it as it comes, but we're going to just get through it peacefully and as best as we can. All you can do is be as best you can in that moment. And sometimes being the best you can in that moment is allowing yourself to cry, is allowing yourself to sleep in, is allowing yourself to miss out on work opportunities and things, to take a step back, to work on yourself. I don't regret taking a month off work at all. I think it was the biggest wake-up call I didn't know I needed. I wouldn't have been able to do it without being forced to do it, because I would have never put myself in a situation where I actually had to care for myself. And that's really sad, because you guys know how much I care for you and for other people and for wanting people to take care of themselves. And it's not to diminish or discredit any of the hard work I've already put in. I know I've already come so far and I've grown so much in the past year. And I think that I'm just entering a different chapter and a new chapter of growth. And right now I feel confident that I'm capable of handling it, even though it might get a little messy. But I do. I genuinely am excited to kind of share everything that I've been learning and noticing and thinking with you guys, because I think it'll be really beneficial. I mean, one of the most consistent DMs I get from you guys, obviously in the past few months, is that you're going through breakups, and it's just like, my heart goes out to you. Like, I don't wish it upon my worst enemy. Like, it is truly, truly horrible. And I think it's just, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, and there's a lot of different tools and a lot of ways that simply get you through it, because the only way out is through. And I think you obviously learned that the hard way, because there's no way around it. So it gets tough. You know what I mean? And I think now that I actually see a light at the end of the tunnel, even though it's blurry and I can't totally see it, it's like I see it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like I found my happily ever after. It's not like I've fallen in love all over again, but I am learning how to fall in love with myself and fall in love with the life that I built, because it's all I have. The only thing we are in control of is our home, and our home is our body and our mind. And it's scary. Like, things can change and things do change. And I think I've always been someone that's afraid of change. And I think if anything, all I've noticed is that change is okay and change is good. And sometimes all I have to do is replace the word change with the word growth, and it makes it a lot more palatable and it makes it a lot easier to process. But I do. I think being vulnerable and open about this has only allowed me to grow more, because yes, you don't always have to do it on a podcast, but the conversations I've been able to have with my friends is fucking awesome. Like, they have been hyping me up like it's nobody's business, and they know because they always saw this person inside of me, but I wouldn't allow myself to see it. And allowing myself to see it, it's pretty fucking cool, you guys. Like, honestly, you don't have to have a lot of great qualities or list things on paper to fucking love yourself and to be grateful, because it's not about that stuff. And we're going to figure out what it is about together. And I don't have all the answers, but I'm always willing to learn, and I'm always willing to try, and I'm always willing to do it with you guys. So truly, from the bottom of my fucking heart, thank you so much for being there for me when I needed you the most, which was allowing me space, because you didn't have to do that. And if you're tuning back in, I'm extremely grateful. I have so many freaking big ideas planned for the podcast that Claudia Oshre, my producer extraordinaire, says is my best idea yet. So I'm going to take the rest of this week off. I'm actually recording this on Sunday. So I will be relaxing and taking my last week off, kind of working in social media and really kind of coming back in, coming in hot, coming in strong. And I hope that maybe me taking a break allowed you to step back for a moment in your own life as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow Mood with Lauren Elizabeth on Instagram. It's become my favorite thing ever, because all I do is find quotes for it all day. And I think they're incredibly helpful and they make me really happy. So it's like your own little mood booster. Obviously, follow me on Instagram at Lauren Elizabeth. Make sure to subscribe. Supporting the sponsors is supporting this podcast, and it makes it possible. So thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys. Let me know what you're excited for, what your current mood boosters are. I've truly missed you guys so much, and I love you dearly more than you know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday, back on schedule, 2021. Everyone's getting the vaccine. We're getting our minds right. We're getting our bodies right. We're all going to be okay. We are. I love you guys so much. Bye.